Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now it's time for a Christian testimony. We're going to talk with a man named Sam Parsons. You may be familiar with him because of his father, Squire Parsons, who's made quite a name for himself in the Southern gospel tradition. And Sam has an interesting testimony, and we're going to find out about this. Sam, welcome to Vocal Point.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for letting me be here.
Yes, sure. All right, for those not familiar, let's say, with Squire Parsons, tell us about his ministry and then how you as a young man actually participated in that, and you even shared the platform with the Gaithers and so forth.
Dad has actually been doing gospel music for over 40 years. He's traveled and sang with the Kingsmen back in the 70s, and then been on his own in the 80s, or actually 79, he started his own ministry, and the Lord called him the soloist, and then to actually preach as well. He's an ordained minister, and wrote a bunch of songs, actually I think it's about over 1,500 or 1,600 songs.
What would Squire Parsons' best known song be?
It would definitely probably be Sweet Beulah Land.
Sweet Beulah Land. Okay, so this Southern gospel, so playing all over the Deep South. And I understand that you, as a young man, for 12 years, you were touring with your father as part of this group.
Yes, sir. Well, actually, off and on, more like about 16 or 17 years. I've traveled with him. At first, he kind of put me on the road to kind of keep me out of trouble when I was younger. It was probably the best time of my life, being able just to watch that as he followed the leadership of the Lord at services.
Could I ask, how were you getting your education? Were you homeschooled or something?
Yes, sir. I eventually ended up homeschooling and did that for the rest of my time. But when I was in the summers, I traveled with that. And then the last year or so of high school, I just kept with that on the road.
Oh, I see. Okay, with homeschool education going on. You picked it up later.
Yes, sir. I'm 30. I'll be 38 in September. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting pretty old. But 16, 17 years ago, I was out of high school.
Sure. Okay, so did you ever finish high school? I mean, I'm just curious.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
oh, okay.
Sir. Yes, sir. I graduated with honors.
Oh, good. Congratulations. Okay, so so when you were traveling with your father, somewhere along the line in your life, drugs came about, or was that something later?
Well, when I first started with that, like I mentioned before, he kind of put me on the road just to keep me out of trouble. He was trying to keep me out of the town on the weekends, and that was, I thank God that he did that, but I was a little hard-headed. He eventually had to fire me, and that was...
Your dad fired you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He fired
me. Why?
Because I was hard-headed and wasn't listening to a thing he said. I was, I just wasn't living the way I should be living.
Huh. Well, what were you, okay, let me just back up for a second. What were you actually doing with your dad during those 12 years? Were you singing or doing something musically, or were you helping with crew work or something?
Mostly crew work. I was doing sound, running sound for him. Dad has always had a heart for forgiveness and grace, and he was always trying to just be a stepping stone, and that's what his whole ministry is about. He is an amazing man.
All right, now if I could ask, what was the home base that if you weren't there on the road with your dad, you would be living where?
When I was home, I was living in an apartment.
In what city? What
state? Asheville, North Carolina.
In where?
Asheville,
North Carolina. Okay, so and so there were some influences of a negative sort in Asheville, North Carolina, that you were attracted to, and so part of the reason your dad would have you go on the road to help with his ministry was to keep you out of trouble. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes,
that's
sir.
Part of the reason he invited you, is what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. I was hanging with the rough crowd. I was fighting a lot. I was partying. So I eventually started selling drugs and got busted selling drugs to an undercover, and I ended up going to prison for 3 years.
Whoa.
And, yes, sir. It was, that was just by the grace of God. Thank the Lord that happened.
Because, that you got arrested.
Yes, sir, because I don't know where I'd be at today. Lord had that, there was a song that I used to sing, through all these years. It says, I've been down some hard roads, I've traveled some miles, I've been places I never should have been. The only reason I'm still living, the only reason I'm still here is God's kept me all these years. And I tell you, now looking back, I see how God, he had his hand trying to give me warning, and eventually he let me get to the bottom. And that was when I finally realized that was Jesus that I was looking for, and I was trying to fill a void in my life that only Jesus could fill.
All right, so let me ask you a question. So here you were, though, as a young man, you were going on the road with your dad. He was singing songs about Jesus, and then meanwhile, you were using drugs behind the scenes in some cases?
Well, no, sir, not on the road. Dad was a pretty tight-knit when it came. That's the reason he put me on the road. So I had to do all... When he fired me is when I went to the worst.
And how old were you when he fired you?
I was about 19 when he fired me.
Okay, so when you say you were on the road for 12 years, that means you started when you were a child... until the age of 19.
Well, no, sir. I traveled off and on for the time that I was with that.
Mm-hmm. So did after he fired you and you later, through the grace of God, got your life together, did he rehire you? So the 12 years is sort of like before and after kind of thing, or what?
Yes. It was actually after
Okay, you're in a bad cell, so we missed the last part. It was after
the when I got my life straightened out. It was about 15 years I traveled that when my life was straightened out. But before that, I was running from the Lord. It was more of a That was the worst part of my life. Was when he fired me, I was going, I was headed to hell in a handbasket, kind of per se.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you that. Okay. So here's your dad, well known for singing gospel music, and you, his son, were disagreeing with his values, and on the side, you know, doing drugs. And how was it that you actually got saved? I understand you say you went to prison, and it was about 3 years that you were in prison, and it was in prison that you were changed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What happened?
I was actually on the yard. I'd been running even while I was in prison. I wasn't living the way I should. I was actually even worse. You know, that sometimes prison can be the school of hard knocks. You know, you just learn how to do things even worse. But I didn't even want to hear about God when I first went in. And when one day I was running, trying to hide from doing something like that I should have been doing, and I went into a chapel, and they were singing. And a couple of guys said, hey, just we'll sit here. We'll try to make sure the COs, the correctional officers, don't see you. And when they did, it felt like the Lord just put his hand on me. And I just fell to my face crying. And the chaplain came up and prayed over me. And he said that, I don't know who you are, son, but I've been praying for you for about a year and a half. And if you don't get your life straightened out, God's going to take you out of here.
Mm.
And from that point on, I started trying to live the best I could for the Lord, and I started singing, sharing my testimony. I wrote some songs with some people in there, and I started a little band, and the Lord blessed it for a little while, and then God allowed me to start back with that again after about a couple of years after that.
And have you had any drugs or taken any drugs or done anything since that time with the prison that you?
Well, no, sir. No, sir. Lord is he has totally restored my life.
Changed you from the inside out. Let me ask you a question, though. When you were a younger man, okay, before you even went to prison for selling undercover to an undercover cop or whatever, trying to drugs, and you would hear what your dad would have to say and what your dad would sing, and you were actually part of it, and yet you knew in your own heart you were doing all, you know, living this double life. How did you feel, or was it just sort of like, well, you are hardening your heart to kind of blot out whatever he was saying?
Yes, sir. A lot of it was. Dad would tell me the phrase. He'd say, son, you're not listening to a word I'm saying, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And to be honest, I don't think I was listening at that time or trying to. But the funny thing how God works is he brought those words back to me later on. You know, that's what I always talk about in my testimony, the prayers that my mom and dad prayed for me. I could run from my pastor. I could run from my mom and dad. I could run from the people in my life, but I could not run from God. And those prayers caught up with me. You know, that's a song that my dad wrote many years before I was even born, Hello Mama. And the song is part of my testimony now because I was that boy that called his mama and his daddy and told him, hey, the prayers that you prayed, they were in vain. I'm not the boy I used to be. Thank God I found Jesus. And everything's going to be okay.
When you were using drugs, what were you actually seeking? What was it you wanted?
I was just trying to fill a void that only Christ could fill at that time. I was just acceptance, I guess, with the people that I was wanting to hang with. You know, I was so involved in so many things, like say, for instance, you know, the money thing. I was addicted to money, I guess you could say, in a way. I was addicted to the lifestyle of the gang stuff, you know, the rap music at that time. I was fraud, wanting to be the bad guy kind of thing. And that was, I guess, yes, I was hardened toward a lot of things, but the conviction made me so miserable that I was trying to fill it with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, and we're out of time basically, but last question, a real short answer if you would. Are you glad that Jesus has come into your heart and changed you?
Oh, my Lord. If you told me 15 years ago where I'd be at, I'd say there's no way. But through his grace and through the love that he's shown me, I'm at a place that I would have never been without. He has restored my life. He's given me more than I've ever asked for, a beautiful wife, a beautiful home, a beautiful family. I'm telling you.
And God, now even a baby, I understand. So,
oh, yes.
Praise God.
A little baby, Samuel Israel.
My name's Samuel.
Samuel Jacob. We named him Samuel Israel.
All right.
Jacob turned his name into Israel.
Sam Parsons, thanks so much for being with us. We're out of time, basically. TheParsonsMinistries.com. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you. Yes.
All right. Bye-bye now.